When I tell anyone I work from home, I usually get one of two reactions. You mean no commute? You are so lucky. Or, oh, I see. But do you have a regular job? I mean a real one? Yahoo's Marissa Mayer might have exploded a bombshell in Silicon Valley with her no working from home commandment. But in India, WFH is still an acronym from another world. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In San Francisco, working from home was just part of the work culture. In India, well, G. Sampath, executive editor of People Matters, explains.
When working from home doesn't give you the same kind of respect that somebody who goes to work and does crap, basically.
Translation? WFH doesn't count for much in the marriage market. Sampath wrote a piece for First Post supporting Mayer, saying organizationally it can be a problem if too many employees, no matter how efficient, start working from home, especially since it's regarded as a suspect activity here by many.
Well, one of the commentators had said that in India, working from home is basically working for home.
It's true. Sometimes when you are working from home, you end up working for home. Because the doorbell keeps ringing. Cook, maid, courier, delivery guy, it's endless.
The cook will come at her own time. Then the other maid who comes and she needs to do the mopping and cleaning and dusting and all that. So that will, again, I will have to get up and go. Then somebody from the society will come.
It needs a lot of self-management to not be derailed by those interruptions. But Poruma Roy Chowdhury, who heads corporate communications at Google in India, says, let's be thankful for mother's little helpers.
Abroad or in the West, it's more difficult because here at least we have paid household help or family members pitching in.
And given how bad Indian traffic is getting, the only way to get to work on time is when your commute is within your home.
The days that I would work from home, I would be at my desk sharp at 9.
While her colleagues would be stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic amidst blaring horns and rising blood pressures.
Cities like Bangalore, where transport and traffic are huge problems. IBM, I remember, used to actually give an incentive to people if they work from home and use the hot desk policy. Basically, don't have a designated place at the office and just find the desk. I don't know whether that practice is prevalent.
But all this assumes trust between the employer and the employee. Unfortunately, here many bosses think work is 90% about attendance, not productivity. Sampath says employers in India often have a feudal mindset. If I'm paying you, I'd better be able to see you right in front of me.
See, a lot of employers in India, they still have a very feudal mindset, which means that, see, if I'm paying you this much of salary, you have to be giving me this many number of hours in the office by being physically there. Whether you're there doing work or you're not.
An ad on television for a fancy smartphone suggested that if you had it, you could just goof off to the beach while wink, wink, working from home. And your boss wouldn't be any the wiser. Parma says stereotypes like that are a problem.
People should not use working from home to slack off or, you know, to do something which they are not supposed to be doing, whether it's business or personal. One case like that, and it sets the whole arrangement or principle or culture miles back.
If corporations in India are looking for ways to crack the whip, jump on Marissa Mayer's memo, that would be too bad, especially when you look at who mostly works from home in India.
More women than men, definitely, given the gender roles still in India. Most people take this kind of arrangement only when, A, they are sick or they have little children to look after, or sometimes an ailing parent or spouse. So it's more women.
For many of them, is the only way they can remain in the workforce. As for me, working from home means I can go days without shaving. On the other hand, my mother knows exactly where to find me. In Kolkata, this is Sandeep Roy for KALW.